Montana Sky by Nora Roberts. To Family. The world stands out on either side, no wider than the heart is wide. Above the world is stretched the sky, no higher than the soul is high. The heart can push the sea and land, farther away on either hand. The soul can split the sky in two, and let the face of God shine through. But east and west will pinch the heart that cannot keep them pushed apart. And he whose soul is flat, the sky will cave in on him, by and by. Edna St. Vincent Millay. Montana Sky. Part 1. Autumn. The Beautiful and Death-Struck Year. A. E. Housman. Chapter 1. Being dead didn't make Jack Mercy less of a son of a bitch. 1 week of dead didn't offset 68 years of living mean. Plenty of the people gathered by his grave would be happy to say so. The fact was, funeral or no funeral, Beth Ann Mosebly muttered those sentiments into her husband's ear as they stood in the high grass of the cemetery. She was there only out of affection for young Willa, and she had bent her husband's tired ear with that information as well, all the way up from Ennis. As a man who had listened to his wife's chatter for 46 years, Bob Mosebly simply grunted, tuning her and the preacher's droning voice out. Not that Bob had fond memories of Jack. He'd hated the old bastard, as did most every living soul in the state of Montana. But dead was dead, Bob mused, and they had sure come out in droves to send the fucker on his way to hell. This peaceful corner of Mercy Ranch, set in the shadows of the Big Bell.